Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Mr. Saltzman. All in time. Father.
Thank you.
If I may say a few words. My God.
No.
Daniel. No. John, you fell asleep.
Jed? No.
I know.
No.
I know.
I didn't. The adrenaline must have crashed when...
We need to get out of here.
I know that. Don't you think I know that? Daniel is... He's alive, John.
I know. You need to keep trying the ropes. If Larson should arrive...
I can't think about that. I need to focus on the goal right now. Focus on the goal, not the punishment. Tell me the rope is loosening. Come on, my wrists are practically raw.
Nothing yet. He's left enough for the ropes to move, but not enough to break or bend anything to get out.
He knew. He wanted me to struggle. He wanted me to...
The goal.
Right. Right.
You're going to start drawing blood from your wrists.
I'm trying to.
You're trying to make yourself act.
The blood can act as lubricant to maybe slip my hand out.
They're too tight, Arthur. He knew what he was doing.
Daniel.
I know. Arthur, you can't blame yourself for...
Can't I? If not me, then who, John? Who?
I
left my fucking name at the hotel. Which led him straight to Daniel. Who was only trying to reconnect with his son.
You couldn't have known.
No, I couldn't have. But I still brought them onto. Brought them both.
I hear you, Arthur. Believe me. But we need to keep our head above water.
You're right. You're right. How long was I out?
Not long at all, but...
Long enough.
I'm sorry, Arthur.
John. We can't be taken by Larson. We can't. If we can't get out...
I know.
No, listen. We cannot let him take us. Not alive. If there's no way out, we...
You can't kill yourself, Arthur. Kill us.
If it's between that or Larson...
We've been through this.
This isn't the same as last time, John.
Look, we're not giving up. Not yet. There's no way to kill yourself here anyway. You're still bound to this chair. We have time. We just need to focus.
Oh, no.
Arthur.
No.
Arthur.
Fuck.
Arthur, calm down.
We can't be taken.
Arthur, stop moving.
We can't be taken. We can't...
Arthur!
We can't!
You're going to knock the chair over.
My favorite... Scratch!
Scratch!
Night upon the surface. The streets bathed in moonlight. A dream like no other.
Scratch! I...
As I was walking by the park, watching a young family head home, imagining what horrors I would bring to them tonight, I heard you.
You?
Calling to me. From your dreams.
He's still in possession of Hattie, Marie's sister. He's walking around the room.
I didn't. I wasn't trying to.
Oh, but you did. You called to me.
I wasn't trying to.
Dreaming of a song. A man. His death.
He didn't. I thought he did, but he didn't die.
No.
No, but he will, Scratch. I need your help.
Arthur, this is a monster. Possessing an innocent woman. Oscar is...
I am.
You told me I was your favorite. That I was special to you.
Yes.
That you were indebted to me.
Absolutely.
Arthur.
Then untie me. Let me go. And we're even.
Even?
Yes, even.
The family I followed is gone now. My favorite. They were oh so perfect.
So, not even then, fine.
You wish me to untie you?
Yes, yes.
And what will you offer me?
Offer?
Anything you want, anything.
Arthur, think of what you're saying. We don't know anything about this creature. Daniel, even if you did get out of here, how would you...
Anything.
I need to save him. I need to save him.
This body is weak. It's old. It has seen its better days come and go.
And?
And I want a new one.
No.
I want a body capable of so much more.
Oh.
One that has power, purpose. One that I can enjoy.
Why can't you just take another then? On your own, why not just...
I can only inhabit those who are sleeping. But to do so, this body must wake up.
And once Harry wakes up...
I am no longer in control.
Unless...
They are chosen for me.
How?
She's reaching into her pocket, Arthur. She's pulled out a small white stone.
What are you...
She's breathing on the stone. A dark gray mist seems to wash over it.
This is...
Place this upon my new body. In a pocket. Or a bag. And when they sleep, I'll find them. And in return, I will untie you.
Arthur, do you know what this means? This would be cursing some innocent...
What other choice do we have, John? Die in this chair? Larson is coming. He'll be here any moment. And Daniel is looking down the barrel of the butcher's gun. What do we do instead? Tell me!
I don't know.
Neither do I. This isn't a choice I want to make, John. But what other is there? It's between this and doing nothing. Just because you can't make the hard decision doesn't mean it's wrong.
Arthur, what if we...
It's a deal, Scratch. Okay? Deal. I will owe you. I will be in your debt, okay? I will find you a new body.
How can I say no to my favorite?
Arthur.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take this stone.
Yes.
Find me a worthy host.
I will. I promise.
See you soon.
You've just traded our life.
I know. I know. But let's deal with that later. Right now, the butcher is on his way to Daniel, and we need to stop him.
How? Do you even know where the hospital is? Arthur! What are you...
To the phone, John!
To your left. There. What are you...
Operator.
Operator, I need to speak with Lennox Hill. Emergencies.
Yes, yes. The address.
Wait. Also the address.
If you warn them about the butcher, you may be able to stop him. Or have them stop him.
Or it becomes a bloodbath.
Lennox Hill Hospital, 100 East 77th Street, between Lexington and Park Avenue.
Thank you.
Connecting you to emergencies now.
You.
Park Avenue.
Listen to me. There is a man on his way to your hospital. He may be there already. He is an older Irishman, mid-40s to early 50s. He is bald with a horseshoe hairline of thinning gray hair. Now listen! He is dressed as a police officer, and he is there to kill a patient of yours, Daniel Saltzman. Now, would you listen to me?
Arthur!
Move Daniel Saltzman now! You got that? Get his name stricken from the record. Make him anonymous. Phone the police. Do not allow anyone to see him. Do you understand?
Okay. Understand now. If you want to stay on the line, let me transfer.
No, I don't have time!
Arthur!
What?
Daniel's place was 81st Street and Park Avenue.
Well, that's just around here.
We can make it there.
Sir, if you...
Move, Arthur!
Which direction?
South. There.
Excuse me. Move.
We have to hope that they can do something before the butcher arrives. Even at a leisurely pace, the butcher must already be there.
Out of the way. Excuse me.
Keep going.
I am trying. What the hell do we do when we get there?
If they move Daniel, then that will at least give some time.
He may still be in surgery.
Cross the street. Now.
Should we take a taxi?
You've just passed 79th Street.
Two more streets.
Just keep moving.
The butcher doesn't know that we're out. He doesn't know anyone is expecting him or doubting him. I don't think he's going to make a mess of things. With Daniel being possibly out of it, he'll keep his ruse as a police officer. Try and find a quiet moment and kill him. If the hospital staff is smart, they'll heed our warning.
If they didn't...
Yes?
Daniel is dead.
I know.
We still need to be smart about this. It's clear that Daniel is important to you. We can't allow the butcher to see that or manipulate it.
I know.
And with Larson coming back to an empty room...
One bite at a time, John. Save Daniel.
All right. Lennox Hill!
Okay.
What is our plan? Guess where Daniel is? Try to navigate around ourselves, or should we ask about him?
If they're aware of someone trying to hurt him, they would only let family visit.
You don't have any way to identify yourself.
Fuck!
If we don't ask for help, we'll be searching the halls while the butcher has already come, done his job, and left.
But we just told them not to let anyone see him. If we ask about him, they may have taken our warning and will refuse to let us see him. Then what? We could be asked questions and things we can't explain, and even so, do we lie about who we are? Do we tell them that we were the ones calling? We have to get to Daniel. Quickly.
Asking is the quickest way to find him.
Or we won't be able to see him at all.
I don't know. But we need to do something.
No. No, no, no. We can't ask anyone anything.
Arthur!
Listen to me! We just told them someone is here to hurt Daniel.
But we're not...
No. But there's no way that they would just let us see him. Even if we managed to convince them that we are here as family, they would still take time. More time than just looking. Time is what we're fighting against.
All right, I hear you.
Good. Now, directory.
Directory?
A place where we can see what comprises certain floors.
Right, right. Forward. Right here, here. Right in front of this hallway. First floor contains emergency, admissions, security, cafeteria.
No, not this one.
Second floor, operating room. Men's ward.
That's it. That has to be it.
Operating room?
Yes. Or if he's out, he'd be in the men's ward.
Oh. The stairs are to your left. Arthur, slow!
What?
Look, I hear you about asking for Daniel. But if that's the case, if they did heed your warning...
Right.
Just blend in. Who knows what's happened?
Okay.
Thank you.
there are a set of double doors to your right. Arthur, remember, the butcher.
Oh, believe me.
He may have changed his outfit again. If he plans on killing Daniel here, then...
Right.
This is a long corridor with glass windows to the right that overlook a room filled with beds. To the left are a series of offices. Their doors are mostly shut, save a few.
The men's ward.
I...
Are there men in the beds?
Yes. Arthur, there's no way the butcher is going to kill Daniel out in the open like this. It's far too public.
Let's just take it one step at a time. But yes, I hear you. Do you see Daniel?
I don't think so.
Damn it, John. Look!
I'm looking. I don't see him.
Okay. He may still be in...
Wait. Arthur. There are also private wards up ahead.
Private?
Yes, down the hall. Would Daniel...
Spring for a private room? Of course he would. God damn you, Daniel.
If they're private rooms, the butcher...
God damn it, Daniel!
Left! There's only one private ward. Arthur, the door's closed. Here!
Daniel!
The curtain is drawn around the bed.
No.
Someone is laying in it. Unmoving.
No.
Arthur.
Oh!
It's a woman, Arthur.
Oh, I'm so sorry, so sorry. I thought you were someone else. I'm sorry. Maybe he's not in the private ward. And he's not in the public ward.
Did the butcher already get here? And maybe... Arthur?
What?
Someone is approaching us. They're walking down the hall directly at us.
Who?
I have no idea, Arthur.
Okay.
We still need to find Daniel.
Parker!
They know your alias.
Wait.
Parker.
Oscar?
Who?
Parker.
John, it's Oscar.
I don't understand. Who is...
Parker. You made it out.
Oscar, what on earth? What are you...
You called me. I heard gunshots. I saw the address when you looked it up and...
You saved Daniel.
I did what anyone would do.
I can't believe it.
Arthur, why are you... Who...
I... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, well... Don't thank me yet. He's quite upset.
I'm speechless. Wait, Daniel, is he...
He's fine. He's in the men's ward.
I looked, but I didn't see...
We saw you.
How did I miss that?
He wasn't... There.
Look, you're under a lot of stress, I'm sure.
I didn't see either of them, I swear. And this man, Oscar?
Daniel.
Yes, of course. Now, he's very groggy. So, fair warning.
Yeah, of course.
Right, Oscar. The man helping Marie, right. I knew that.
Just take it easy.
Huh?
Oh, I'm just telling myself to relax.
Of course.
Daniel. Wait, why was he upset?
Can you bloody believe it? One private room at Lennox Hill.
Daniel.
I'll give you two a moment. Parker, when you're done, I'll...
Yes, we'll talk in a second.
Right.
So he was the man calling you at the house. Parker.
Yes, I'm so sorry, Daniel.
It's all right.
No, listen. I am...
What?
I'm sorry I... gave up. I'm sorry I didn't... try harder. I'm sorry that we both... lost out on something. I let my guilt over Bella taint what you offered me. I don't know how, but... I know I can't get back there. It's not the same now, and it never will be, but... Even though we're broken men, I want you to know I'm sorry.
Yes, well, you know, I know I can be. I'm sorry, too.
The butcher, Arthur.
Right. Daniel, he's coming for you.
Who?
The butcher. The man who shot you. He didn't know you lived. He's coming for you, and you need to move. We need to do something. I told the police, but they
Winston haven't... Churchill stayed here. Did you know that? Last year.
Daniel, did you hear me?
Yes. Well, you know.
Daniel, did you hear me?
He's out of it, Arthur.
Yes, well.
Oscar. Oscar, where's Oscar?
By the door to the ward. Here.
Parker.
Listen, you're in danger. The man who shot Daniel, the man who tried to kill me, is coming here. It may already be here. He's an older Irishman, thinning gray hair, bald on top. He was dressed as a police officer last time I saw him. You can't be associated with this, Oscar. You need to leave this...
No.
No.
Look, you clearly need my help. If you haven't noticed the garb, I'm not in the business of not helping.
I don't understand. Why? I mean, Oscar, we don't know each other.
We don't have to know each other. Look, I don't know if your name is Parker. I don't care. It looks to me like you're trying to do good in this world. And so am I. And I want to help. So let me.
Okay, okay. Well, be on the lookout for a man.
That's not him, is it?
What?
He's looking behind us. There's a man in a trench coat walking toward us.
Looks like he wants to talk to you.
Is it Larson?
I don't think so.
The butcher?
No.
No, it's no one. Look, you want to help. Don't let Daniel out of your sight, no matter what.
I promise.
Okay.
Oscar is heading back to Daniel, but this man, he's coming directly to us, Arthur.
Are you sure this isn't Larson or the butcher?
John! I don't know anymore, I can't tell.
John!
I am trying to remember.
God damn it, John!
Afternoon, how are you?
Good. You?
I'm Golden.
Can I ask who you are?
Absolutely, if I can do the same.
Who are you?
You first.
Arthur Lester.
Arthur, why?
Arthur Lester.
You?
Detective Noel.
Detective?
Detective? Listen, that's my father-in-law in there, through the glass.
Third bed from the left.
Third from the left. Daniel Saltzman. And he's in danger.
He's listening, but has an odd expression on his face.
There is a man. He may already be here. He's dressed as a police officer. His name, or rather his alias, is The Butcher. He's an older Irishman, and...
He's holding up his hand, as if to signal you to stop.
What?
So you're the one who called?
He knows!
Yes! You know about it!
The admin at the front desk filled me in.
Is he...
Mr. Lester, you don't need to worry about Mr. Saltzman. I feel fairly confident that we have the situation under control.
Listen to me. You have no idea what kind of person this is.
I don't. Okay.
He has no idea what he's in for.
Detective, listen to me. The butcher is relentless. A hired killer with years of murders under his belt. He has never been caught. And believe me, others have tried.
He's studying your face through slitted eyes, as if trying to read your intent.
Look, we don't have time.
Where are you from, Mr. Lester?
Arkham. It's up near Boston.
Believe me, I know it.
Please.
He's pulled out a thin silver case. He's taking a cigarette out.
Light?
If Daniel isn't moved...
Do you think moving Daniel would stop this killer?
Well, no.
Huh.
But...
Huh. Well, then. Got a light?
Here.
Mr. Lester, I believe you, I do.
Of course.
But you don't have...
Whoa. But nothing. Here's what I know.
The front desk let a man matching the description you gave into the hospital a few minutes before my arrival.
He's here.
But they heeded your warning. And they informed him that Mr. Saltzman was still in surgery. That it would be a few hours at least.
If he's already here, why haven't we seen him? He may have left.
They told him to go grab a coffee in the cafeteria. I sent the few men I brought with me to watch him there.
Oh.
To keep eyes on him.
Yes, Arthur! They've cornered him! He'll still be waiting while they check into him and realize he's not who he claims to be!
All right. So when he moves, we'll know.
Okay, breathe easy. What's the matter?
He's already moved.
What?
Now, how do you know that?
Because that's what I would do.
He said the two of you were similar.
Because that's what you would do. Okay. All right, and what would you do next? Hansel, like a... Hey.
Arthur.
What?
Hey. Talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help.
Arthur.
Look, the butcher wouldn't just wait for Daniel to be out of surgery. That's not how he works. That's not how he hunts.
Because you would...
No.
Okay. So what would you do?
Confirm what's been said. I would visit surgery.
That's this floor.
And when he's not there? When you realize that Daniel isn't in surgery anymore.
You would come here?
No.
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 No, 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 not at first. No, I would look into surgery. And when I realized my target isn't there, where's the window overlooking the ward?
I'm looking.
Right in front of you.
I don't see any police officers.
You'd look here for your target.
No.
I realized that I'd been found out.
How?
Because the front desk lied to me.
Okay. So what, you'd leave if you thought that the police...
No.
Arthur.
I'd change.
There's a man two beds down from Daniel.
Change into what?
He's wearing a face covering like the other orderlies, but the top of his head is bald.
There's an orderly two beds to the left of my father-in-law. Do you see him?
Yes.
That's him. That's the butcher.
All right, you stay here. I'm gonna move him behind him and draw on him.
Arthur, he's getting closer to Daniel and Oscar.
Wait. What? No, he's too close to Daniel and Oscar. By the time you get behind him,
just stay here.
Fuck!
If he gets to Daniel's bed before Noel gets him, he'll kill them both.
We need a distraction.
What kind?
Us.
What? He'll draw his gun on you and you will be dead.
No. He wouldn't have a gun.
Why not?
He doesn't know anyone is after him. He wouldn't before arriving here. He would have wanted to slip in and out and not have anything tying him to Daniel if he was stopped. He was going to kill him with his hands. The way that...
The way you would have.
He won't stop. I need to do something.
He's coming up behind Oscar.
He wants me.
Arthur!
More than Daniel.
No!
He does.
Arthur, what are you doing? He could have a gun. He could have grabbed one once he found out he was being lied to. Arthur, just get his attention and run. Let Noel handle it. Arthur! Butcher!
Well, there's no friends like the old friends.
Run, Arthur!
We're not friends.
Oh, you wound me so.
He's eyeing Oscar and Daniel. Daniel looks terrified.
It's me you want, isn't it?
This is a bold move. Even for you.
Oscar hasn't moved. He's staying by Daniel's side.
Well?
He's stepping towards Daniel.
Hey!
He mean that much to you, does he?
Keep him distracted.
Isn't this what you want?
He's still walking towards Daniel. This isn't working, Arthur.
What is he to you?
No one. He's no one.
Seems like you're putting quite a lot on the line for no one.
You've been hired to kill me, Butcher. If I turn tail and run, you don't...
He's standing next to Daniel.
Stop! Wait.
Who is he to you?
He's my father.
Is that so?
Yes.
I loved my dad. He didn't love me, though.
He's staring at Daniel, who looks scared beyond belief. Oscar is on the opposite side of Daniel. Arthur, he's...
Don't you want to know how I beat you?
Beat me? Beating me implies you've won.
You're exposed, Butcher. You know that.
For now, maybe. But the war ain't over. And I can bring you one man down.
Arthur, he's brought a scalpel to Daniel's throat!
Stop! No!
Oh!
No!
Listen to you. Just like me to my dad. But I wonder, does he love you?
Leave him out of this, Butcher! Your quarrel is with me. I'm your target, aren't I? Aren't I?
You were.
But killing him? He's one in a sea of witnesses. You're not going to kill everyone here. You're not even you are that good. You had your shot to slip in quietly and end him. But you don't have that anymore. I'm your target. I'm what you haven't killed.
You're not wrong.
I'm right. And you've failed so far.
He snapped his eyes to you, Arthur. That bothered him. Failing.
That's right. Failure.
Yes, Arthur. He's looking at us. Talk about that.
You had one simple job. Back on the train, for fuck's sake. You really only had to kill one person. God, how badly did you fuck that up?
You're getting to him. I can see his jaw clenched. He hates being called a failure. He still has the knife to Daniel's throat, but he's not looking at Daniel anymore.
Tell me, Butcher. Do you think you're washed up? Or is it too far beyond your comprehension? Do you need people to tell you? Are you too old and feeble to see it yourself?
Not old. He doesn't care. It's the failure that's bothering him. Keep going, Arthur. Noel is moving slowly to avoid being heard, but he's almost there.
You're a failure, Butcher.
You say that like I'm not the one holding the knife to your dad's throat.
And yet I'm over here, still alive and well. You couldn't even keep me tied to a chair. Daddy should have taught you how to tie a better knot. Boyo.
I'll cut that fucking tongue out of you if you call me that again.
You are getting to him, Arthur. He stepped away. He's pointing the knife at you.
Oh, not used to being called a failure, then. Or maybe too used to it. Is that what Daddy called you?
He's frantic. You've got him on his heels, Arthur. Keep drawing him away.
You said I didn't understand you, but I do. Boyo.
He's taking another step out from Daniel.
Good dog.
He's at the foot of Daniel's bed, staring daggers at you. And... wait.
Do I need a whistle?
Whistling's my game, lad.
He's not... He's heading back to Daniel! No!
Come, now! Scared of a little...
Now you had me there for a second. Shame on me.
He's put the knife back to Daniel's throat!
But you don't fold when you have a royal flush.
Stop! 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 What do you want?
I think I'll just do him here, in front of you. Let you watch your dad bleed out like I did.
Please! Please!
Arthur! Noel is a few beds away, but with the butcher next to Daniel, it's too dangerous to stop him.
What do you want?
I want to watch you squirm as I end this man.
Then I will squirm!
Is that so?
Yes!
There's a fire in you, lad. I saw it when we first met on the train. And I asked you if you were innocent. Couldn't even answer.
Don't let him get to you.
Are you ready to answer now?
No one is innocent, Butcher.
No, but it's more than that, isn't it? You've taken a life, haven't you?
Arthur, don't!
More than one?
Arthur, do not let him get to you! Noel is almost there!
All right, here's my deal for you, lad. I'll come over there and finish you myself regardless. But I'll leave your dad alive if you tell us here. Tell all of us the truth.
What truth?
How many people have you killed?
just lie, Arthur. There's no...
I want all the people here to know what kind of person you are. I want you to say it out loud. And don't lie. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's pushing the blade into Daniel's neck. He's starting to bleed.
Okay. Stop.
Everyone is looking at you, Arthur. Everyone in the ward.
Seven, maybe.
Seven people? That's quite the number for someone who claims to be innocent.
But they were accidents. Or a result
of... Don't start doing that. Don't start making yourself feel better by explaining it away.
You wanted to...
I want your dad here to know what kind of person you are. So much for not being like me.
Arthur.
I am not you! I didn't kill these people on purpose.
Arthur, calm yourself.
Or they tried to hurt me.
All of them.
Yes!
All of them!
He's hurting Daniel, Arthur!
No, not all of them!
Arthur!
Who did you kill? Whose life did you take without provocation? Without threat? Whose life did you take that was innocent? I want you to say it out loud. I want everyone to hear.
I...
Who?
My partner. Parker, but...
What? Arthur! Noel has tackled the butcher! Move! Get out there!
I'll kill you.
His knife!
I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
Oscar!
You bastard.
Hey. Oscar hit him with a bedpan.
Well done.
The butcher is down, Arthur. He's unconscious. Noel has him handcuffed. You did it!
Oscar!
All right, move in.
Why didn't you leave?
You needed me.
Thank you. No!
Boys! Come grab this piece of shit.
Men are coming in. They were just out in the hallway. The police officers. They're picking up the butcher, Arthur.
Take him downtown. Three men on him at all times. He's a tricky motherfucker.
You did it! Noel, I... Hey,
you kept him busy. Well done.
Thank you.
Look. I want to speak with you.
Oh.
When you're done, okay? Come find me in the lobby downstairs. But, I think for now your dad needs a moment.
Okay, yeah.
Daniel is looking at you, Arthur.
Hey, good job, Andy.
His neck is bleeding, but it's only superficial.
I'm glad. Here.
I'll give you two a moment. That was quite the,
Yes, look, about that. In my travels, I never wanted to...
Arthur, I trust... I know that... I can't... you're a good man, son. My son.
Daniel.
There is good in you. No matter what you've been through, no matter what circumstances have befallen you, to make you commit such heinous acts, you are good. I've always known that. And now I want you to know that. Don't think it. Know it.
Thank you, Dad.
Now listen, in my credenza, on the second floor in my study, the top drawer, you'll find my ring. Ring?
Ring.
My Freemason's ring.
Of course, yes.
I have no idea what's to come of this, but I trust you to do the right thing.
I will, thank you.
Whatever you're attempting to find, I don't think you should do it alone.
I have to. Daniel, I can't risk...
Listen. You need to start trusting people again.
I do.
They may surprise you.
I'm trying.
Oscar, was it?
I...
Yes, Oscar. Thank you so much for everything.
Of course. Let me grab some things from your house for you and lock up.
Oh, dreadful. Yes. Please, if you don't mind...
Not at all.
Perhaps Arthur can accompany you. He's
looking for a friend right now. Yes, Oscar, if that's all right.
Of course. However, that detective is still looking to speak with you. I'll wait with your father, and after, you and I will head over. We still have much to chat about.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Talk soon, Dad.
Yes.
Go.
Arthur, I don't know if Daniel is right about trusting people. Think of how dangerous that's been so far. Arthur?
Yes. Where is Noel?
Well, don't you think we
should... I don't know, John. You haven't exactly been reliable lately.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You've been having moments. In and out, not recognizing people. If I can't trust you, I may need others to...
When have you been able to trust me? I've done nothing but help you.
Calm down. I am just saying. Something isn't right with you. You must sense that.
I'm fine.
You're not fine. And the more you try to convince me that you're fine, the more I am concerned. Look, if I can't trust you, I can't trust what is before me. You had trouble while we were running from the butcher. And that could have cost us our lives.
I am fine.
You need to get on the same page with me in recognizing that this is a problem.
We're in the lobby.
Where's Noel?
By the door to the street.
Well, Detective Noel. Come on, buy me a cup of coffee. All right.
He seems serious. Perhaps admitting to having murdered people wasn't a good idea.
You need to go back there, for what it's worth.
Thank you.
So what did you do back in Arkham?
I was a private eye, actually.
No shit.
Yes.
He's taking us across the street. Watch for the curb here. The diner is called the Black Iris. To the right.
2 cups of black coffee, darling.
He's in a booth. Here.
Hey.
Other side.
Sorry.
It's all right, but I prefer to talk face to face. So, Arthur Lester. Private eye from Arkham.
Thanks, Dol. Look. What I said back there, it isn't true. Not exactly. I didn't kill 7 people.
Is that so?
What is this? What do you want?
That's a good question. What do I want?
He's nodding his head as if questioning himself.
You married?
No, not anymore, no. You?
No, never. I had a partner that was once. Married.
It didn't work out?
This line of work can be dangerous, you know?
She died.
Shuffled off this mortal coil.
What?
Come on. You sound smart. You never read Hamlet? They died. Both of them died.
No. Yes, I...
Hey, that's partners for you. What happened to yours?
Don't tell him anything, Arthur.
My partner.
Arthur, don't. Daniel doesn't know what's going on. You cannot trust
what... You can trust me.
We don't need him. We don't need anyone.
Yes. I killed him. By accident.
How?
Through forces unimaginable.
I have an imagination.
You'll need a big one.
Try me.
Imagine for a second, I told you that there was more to this world. In fact, so much more that the scale of it would make you feel comparatively insignificant. And that beyond this world, beyond these stars, exist places that one could barely imagine. Places with creatures and gods, forces that view us as meaningless insects. And yet lavish in our misfortunes. Wager
on our misdeeds, laugh at our missteps. In these worlds exists power that to the common man is unfathomable. Abilities akin to magic that can control all manner of thing. And what's more, there are those here, in our world, who have uncovered this knowledge and seek to wield a fraction of this power to their own advantage. This power killed my partner. It cursed my sight. And it changed my life. But I'm not telling you this. Because you already know, don't you?
He's smiling, with a genuine understanding in his eye.
Who are you? Really?
I'm a friend, Arthur Lester. Of that I can promise you.
Can you?
What are you in New York for?
I'm here to find the Order of the Fallen Star.
The Order of the Fallen Star?
Yes. Have you heard of them?
Not yet. All right. I need to go book your friend the butcher. But call me tomorrow. I'll see if I found anything. Sound good?
He slid a card down on the table. It's just a number.
Why?
Let's just say we have a mutual friend.
We do.
A few, maybe.
Thank you. Detective Noel?
Yeah, for a while longer, at least. I'll wait for your call.
He's leaving.
And hey, thanks for the coffee.
Seems like we have friends after all.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.